Welcome to That's Showbiz, Baby. I'm Geordie Lucas. I'm a writer, presenter, and an actress in a previous life.
And I'm Alexandria Fennell, former producer of some of Australia's most iconic TV shows.
From reality TV to soaps and everything in between, join us as we take an unfiltered look at the scandals, absurdities, and behind-the-scenes moments in the wild world of entertainment.
Because when it comes to this industry, truth is often stranger than fiction.
It ain't always pretty and it ain't always fair, but
that's showbiz, baby.
Recording.
We're
on and we're back.
Talk about despite the odds.
Flying out of the gates.
Always. We did have it in our sights to be really organized this season. It hasn't quite worked out that way, but that's showbiz, baby.
That's also Alex and Geordie, baby.
Yeah. But the audience doesn't know. They don't care.
No. I'm also just side-eyeing myself, just fixing up my shot here.
Yeah. The one thing that Geordie said before we started recording was we need to stop eyeballing the camera when we're recording. And I'm trying not to.
It's been a big week.
Gone really fast. I feel like we have been ready for it.
Mm.
We always knew that we had some juice.
Yeah.
We always knew that we were going to share the juice.
Mm-hmm.
We just weren't sure when or how or whatever it would look like.
But the universe was on our side and the universe had our back this year.
You don't even believe in the universe.
Well, things are starting to change because the absolute sheer magic of you having an online dating history with Tim, this year's
villain
on maths.
I know.
You couldn't write that.
It's like everything that I do interconnects.
Yeah.
And yeah, these things do happen.
For the listeners, with maths started, it was night two. And Alex messages me saying, oh, this Tim guy, I've had him on all the dating apps, blah, blah, blah. She puts it on a story and I message her mm-hmm. immediately and say, you turn that into a reel straight away.
Yeah, and usually if I thought
get it on the grid.
Get it on the grid. And usually if I was doing a reel, I would have put more effort into it or not sat there like a slouched weirdo. But Geordie's like, get it on the grid. And so I just put it on there and then it goes viral. And then I start getting trolled for the way I look, being called Cocaine Cassie. Do you remember Cocaine Cassie?
I remember Cocaine Cassie.
But back in the day, people called me.
Who the fuck called you Cocaine Cassie?
People back in the day called me that as well because I kind of look like her. And I was like.
What, that you're a petite blonde, just Tim's type?
Oh, yeah. And then people were like, you're not even petite.
We agreed not to eyeball the camera, but she's petite.
Shut up. The camera adds 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in an amazing turn of events, I then went viral off the back of my little rant about matching with Tim. He's a typical dating app guy. And to be fair, it wasn't like a salacious experience. It just was, he was a harasser, one of those delete the profile and re-download kind of situations.
Yeah.
And I posted that and it turns out I'm not alone. People also have had similar experiences.
Yes.
Everybody many. In Melbourne agrees.
Well, there's this Facebook group that we just spoke of on our live earlier called, what is it? Sis, are we dating the same?
Something like, sis, are we dating the same? Is our boyfriend
sis, do
same?
We have the same boyfriend? Something
like
along
that.
Those lines. But we also had a few women in our DMs. And they actually told us that we could share their stories. Some of them have actually been on dates with this guy.
Yeah, see, I've never met him. Thank God.
No,
he just
wait,
likes
are you
me
joking?
A lot. No, I know you wish that I had an actual history with him, but
I wanted screenshots.
I know. I feel like at some point there would have been some kind of run-in just knowing me and knowing him, but I have no recollection of it. And yeah, but some people have gone on the date. So what have they said? I can't remember.
Yeah.
What
so
said.
One audience member of ours by the name of Alice, she said, oh my God, I went on a date with him and he told me what a gentleman he is, etc. Wouldn't let me pay. And then when I sent a message to say that I wasn't feeling it, he got angry and said it was fucked that I had used him for dinner and 2 glasses of wine.
How dare
she? Audacity.
The audacity. Everybody knows when you let someone pay, it means you have to go to bed with them, right? That's all it costs for me to hook up with someone. $39 steak and I'm all yours.
And 2 glasses of wine.
And 2 cab savs.
2.
Yeah.
That was just one of the many DMs that we received about women who have had actual interactions with him. But you've actually got some juice on Katie that might be disappointing for some.
Well, no, I think the thing is that everybody has been saying, wow, Katie, you know, she's so hard done by. She's such an innocent angel, particularly you. You always think everybody's an innocent angel, but not everybody's like you. And yeah,